Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The grain futures market today finished lower in the wheat. We were down about 8 cents. July Kansas City at $4.33, a quarter cent off the low of the day and about 8 cents off the low of the contract. So working back toward the lows as we have rain forecast over the next couple of days, ideas that could help the wheat crop along. Even though a lot of it won't be harvested, ideas that what will be a little bit better, and that's what's pressuring the wheat futures here today. If you go back and look at their high was around $5 for the July Kansas City, and so we're at 434, nearly 70 cents or so off the high. So quite a big move since the 1st of February. Soybeans today down about 5 cents or so. November beans 971. Their high at the 1st of March was 1032. So a 60 cent sell off there for the soybeans. That's pretty substantial. At the end of this week, we have the prospective plantings and grain stocks report. That prospective plantings is really a corn, soybean, and cotton acreage number. The ideas are that beans will be about 5 million acres bigger, corn about 4 million acres lower than last year, and then cotton up just a touch. And of course, cotton futures over the last few days have been getting a little bit weaker, but overall they're pretty strong.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Cattle futures slid today down $1.22 in March, which expire on Thursday. And then April's down 250, May down 250. So quite a bit of weakness there. Live cattle, same story. $1 to $1.50 lower in the first 3 months. At midday, we had a boxed beef midday report, down nearly $2 on choice, down 3 cents on select. Choice was 219.63. Choice select spread was 411, 34 loads trading. The cattle on feed report on Friday was considered neutral. On feed was 100%, while the estimate was 100% as well. That's 10.772 million head. Placements in February, 99%, where the estimate was 98.8. Marketed, 104, where the average guess was about 103.5. And then over the weekend, China had lifted their Brazilian beef ban, which they just put on the other day. And ideas were that if they banned Brazilian beef, what that would do to U.S. exports. But if they lifted it, of course, that news is off the table, and that maybe that was why we were under pressure here today. But overall, it was mostly red in the commodities. Outside futures, such as the Dow Jones, down 76 at 20,499. U.S. dollar index down 43 at 99.01.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.